Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Farming plays a crucial role in society, producing the food we eat and making a huge contribution to the UK economy. However, many people today have little understanding of where their food comes from or the challenges faced by farmers. Open Farm Sunday is one way to bridge this gap by providing the public with an opportunity to visit a working farm, meet farmers, and learn about how their food is produced. I'm Alistair McLaren, and in this episode, I'm chatting to Annabel Shackleton from Leaf, dairy, beef, and arable farmer Lyndon Edwards, and Ros Reynolds, who heads up AHDB's education team, to find out more about this showcase event. Annabel, if I could come to you first. Now, you're the Leaf Open Farm Sunday manager. Could you tell us a little bit more about your role and why are you so passionate about Open Farm Sunday?
Well, I've been managing Leaf Open Farm Sunday since 2011, and I've just seen for myself how amazing the impact is on visitors and farmers alike. So yes, I work for Leaf, Linking Environment and Farming. We're all about promoting sustainable farming. So that's that technical side of farming. It's we manage the Leaf Mark, but a key part of sustainable farming, which I'm sure all farmers know, is that we have got to have that public engagement. We have got to bring the public on board and educate them about the work we do. And that was a brilliant introduction, talking about, you know, learning about food production. But of course, farming is so much more than that. And, you know, it's a brilliant story to share and the public want to listen. But so Leaf Open Farm Sunday is farming's annual open day, and this year it's on the 11th of June. And yes, that day will be an amazing day, getting hundreds of thousands of people out onto farm. But what's so brilliant about it is the additional conversations that we have, the build up in the press and media, and it is just fantastic.
That's great. So Open Farm Sunday is primarily about getting the public onto farm. But from a farmer's point of view, perhaps those who are thinking or don't know much about opening up their farm, how does it work for them?
Well, the beauty of Open Farm Sunday is that any farmer can take part. Whatever the type farm enterprise, whatever the size of business, every type of farm can take part. And it's up to the, just as every farm across Britain is different in size and structure, what they produce, so each Leaf Open Farm Sunday event is different. And so it's really up to the farmer what they want to do and how they want to organise their event. So it could be a farm walk, farm tours, or it could just be an open afternoon, could involve tractor and trailer rides. Some farmers like to run their events themselves and just tell their story themselves to a small group. And some of our larger events, which have thousands of visitors, they actually involve neighbouring farmers and they get their agronomist and feed merchants, and machinery dealers to come along and just share that extended rich farming story. And so it really is up to the farmer how they want to organise their event and the type of event that they want to organise. So what we do is all farmers who take part need to register their event. They need to go onto the website www.farmsunday.org and go through the registration process. And that has, and the website acts as the hub of all communications for Leaf Open Farm Sunday. So farmers register all their event details on there, and then we drive the general public to go onto the website to put in their postcode and to look for a local event to visit. So that's what farmers need to do. And we have a handbook that we send to farmers. There's lots of help and support. 90% of the events will be taking place on the day, which this year is the 11th of June. But if the date doesn't fit with farmers, a number of events happen the weekend before, weekend after, and on different dates in June.
That's great. I know one of our strategic dairy farms Holton Farms up in Cheshire are opening a couple of weeks afterwards. So yeah, it's great, you know, that there's that flexibility there and the support from Leaf as well. Now, Holton Farm Sunday is sponsored by a wide range of organisations, including AHDB. Why does that support matter and what does it enable you to do?
It's hugely important. And it's hugely important in a number of different ways. From the practical level, the financial support enables Leaf to deliver this massive programme, to deliver farming's annual open day. So it's managing the website, maintaining the website. We check all the registrations. We have lots of content on there, both for farmers and for the general public as well. But we also produce a huge amount of resources for farmers so that they can, to help them with organising their event and with promoting it. So there's the handbook, there's a lot of resources as in posters, postcards and flyers that farmers can overprint with their own event information, and they can put them up on notice boards, do leaflet drops, they can send them out, contact schools. There's lots of different resources for promoting the event, but it's all about giving farmers the resources to promote their event and to organise their event, and then actually on the day helping them with getting those farming messages across to the public. So that's a key part of where the finances go. And then of course there's all the PR and media around it. So there's the PR that's been in across the trade press to actually promote Open Farm Sunday, to encourage more farmers to get involved. And then it's also the PR that we do to the general public as well. So we're speaking with national newspapers at the moment. We're hoping to get some stories in there. Open Farm Sunday's been mentioned in The Archers. We contact the people who write the script for it. And of course, now with digital communications, we do a lot of targeted promotion on social media as well for all the farmers that have their event promoted on the website and want the general public from far and wide to come and visit their event. We do a big campaign across social media as well. But we've got some amazing statistics, like 49% of visitors who visited a farm last year said that someone in their group was considering a career in farming. I mean, that's a hugely amazing statistic. And, you know, I've recently met a lady called Hannah who was telling me that she volunteered at a Leaf Open Farm Sunday event and met a young lad who was 16 who was interested in coming into the sector. And so a couple of weeks later, he visited her. And 5 years later, he's now a valued member of the team. And he's done an apprenticeship with her. And he's actually started his career in farming. And it all started from Leaf Open Farm Sunday, which is just amazing. And there are just lots of little nuggets of stories like that, which is just phenomenal.
Okay, brilliant. I think that's a good point to bring in a farmer to the conversation. So if I could turn to Lyndon. Now, you're involved in dairy, beef and arable, as well as running your own farm shop. So you're probably closer than many farmers are to the public. How connected do you think they are with the world of farming?
I think the public are very unconnected with the world of farming and don't really understand where their food comes from or how it's produced. And I think it's farmers' responsibility to actually take a lead role in trying to educate them. And I think Open Farm Sunday is a superb vehicle for that.
Great. Now, you've been opening your farm for 4 or 5 years now. Why did you choose to get involved and what's your plans for this year?
We first opened in, I think it was 2015, and we run every year until pre-COVID. And it's evolved over that time. We started off having a very, very small event that was just marketed to some of the local schools. And then we made the last couple of events a lot larger. By just sort of advertising it more on social media and getting people to travel from further away. But also the team on the farm enjoy organising this. They enjoy getting people on and showing them how food's really produced and all the stories that people hear from pressure groups with vested interest about how bad farming is. There's no better way to dispel that than to actually bring people onto a working farm where they can see how it's really produced, warts and all. So if they arrive on my farm, the first thing we will do is we will welcome them and we will give them a leaflet explaining what is where on different parts of the farm. So they're free to walk around and actually we will then arrange different areas where they can do and see different things. So what I'll start with the most popular ones first. The tractor and trailer rides are always very popular, and they will actually have pick up and drop off points at the different areas where they can see other things. So we'll have a machinery, vintage and modern machinery. We'll have some ploughing going on, and we'll have some horses ploughing as well. That's always very popular. So people can see that everything from the farming as it was in the 30s up to farming as it is today. And we rely on the local vintage tractor club and people's generosity to help us provide that. Then they can actually go out to the farm shop and see the farm shop and look at that and the cafe, where they can actually see local food. And literally 90% of everything we sell there is local. So they're looking at what's being produced in their own area. From there, they'll come back usually to the main buildings, and we will have the animals up there. So the animals are usually grazing in the field. The cows are when they arrive in the morning. The cows will be brought in early for milking on that day. So we will actually start milking around midday on that day, and we will just milk on one side of our herringbone parlour so people can stand on the other side and really be in there with the cows and see them being milked. And the herdsman will talk to them as well. Some people want to stay there all day, but we do try to encourage them to move out. From there, we've got a vet who will be talking to them about the animal's health and welfare and all the things that we do to look after that. We're organic farmers and we're a little unusual in the way we manage our animals, but they can explain all that to the people who've got questions. And they'll have a sort of pit cow with chalk marks to show all its four stomachs to explain how cows can digest grass that we humans can't do. And people really do benefit from learning about all the grass in the land and how it's utilised to produce food. From there, they'll go to an area where we've got a little chiropody area where we're trimming some cows' feet, and they can see how we do that. And we do that a couple of times a year just to keep the cows' feet in the best shape. And they can see how that's done and talk to the person doing that. We've then got a few fun areas because the kids, it's all about fun. And a lot of these kids are quite small. They love to learn, they love to see the animals, but we've got a little area where they've got little pedal tractors. So the local machinery dealers have donated pedal tractors of all different brands. And they can actually jump on those and ride them around in a safe environment where they're surrounded by straw bales for safety. The parents can sit and watch. While the kids are doing that, we've got lots of information leaflets for the parents to pick up to find out more about food and farming and how local food is produced. And that usually is around that area. So the kids are off peddling tractors and the parents are enjoying learning a bit about what they've seen. The other thing the kids love is they love the baby animals. So the calves, the piglets, the lambs, and we'll make sure there's some of those around there as well. So they can actually get up close and personal to them and make sure they've got hand washing facilities after they've been very close to them. I think the whole thing about educating people about animal welfare and how good we actually are with what we do and seeing the animals and seeing how happy the animals are, and talking about how we manage our soils, and also with the new debate on sustainability in the environment, we've got an awful lot of good things to say there about how we actually manage our crops to actually sequester carbon out of the air, and it's part of the subject that's not usually talked about. I think that the other thing that farmers must do is to actually be completely honest all times. So if there's areas where there is question marks, we've got to explain it. So one of the things that will often come up is what do we do with cows and calves, and why do we separate a cow from a calf and when? We've got to be prepared to answer those questions because people want to know. They want to know the reasons why. And when I explain why we do what we do, I never get pushback at all. People are happy because they've got the truth unvarnished directly from the horse's mouth. And then we could explain about, I said about the environment, but what we're producing is healthy food. A lot of the food you see now, particularly in supermarkets, is just hyper-processed with 20 ingredients going into one product. This is simple, old-fashioned, healthy food, and that is starting to be recognised in other countries, and it's starting to come onto the agenda in the UK as well.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Loads and loads going on. And, you know, speaking to people who've had farm visits before with schools, I'm sure those are the people who ask those direct questions are probably the questions you're not expecting. What generally, what's the reaction from the public, people who come and look around your farm?
Oh, they think it's a fantastic day out. I know some people charge admittance fees. We don't. We just want to get people there to actually educate them. It does cost to do it, and people appreciate that it costs to do it. So what we will usually do is we will put a collection bucket at the end for local charities. And then that's our we think that's our contribution for the local people and the local area.
I've definitely done that before. Last farm I visited, they gave away free ice cream, but there was a donation for the local charity as well. So what do you see as the benefits perhaps for you personally and the wider farming industry for opening up your farm?
I think that the problem with public perception of farmers is that their normal perception is when they're going about their day-to-day lives, they're stuck behind a tractor and trailer and it's not going very fast and they go, oh, damn farmers are holding me up on my day. But they need to actually appreciate what a farmer's day is, what time it starts in the morning, what time it finishes at night, and how much work there is to get done and how much food is produced in Britain for British people. And I think when they get that perspective, it helps them to understand a little bit more about the countryside and what it's really used for.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember chatting to a farmer up in North Wales who owned up his farm, and he'd had problems for years with the local community, getting frustrated for him walking his cows across the road. For the first time when he opened up for Open Farm Sunday, he said after that he didn't have one complaint after that. So it's fantastic for the wider industry and for individual farmers. Thank you, Lyndon. Right, if I could turn to Ros now, who's AHDB's head of education. I guess the straight question there is, why does AHDB sponsor Open Farm Sunday?
Yeah, well, it's been fantastic to hear both Lyndon and Annabelle talk so passionately about Open Farm Sunday and the benefits of getting involved. And Open Farm Sunday really does provide that platform and that opportunity to showcase British farming and the world-class industry that we have. So whether it be around animal health and welfare, around sustainability and healthy local food, it gives an opportunity really to showcase all of that. And I guess from a farmer's perspective, as we've heard from Lyndon, it's that opportunity to tell your own personal and unique stories and share those with the public. And ultimately, they're the consumers, aren't they? And I guess from a consumer perspective, Open Farm Sunday really is a unique opportunity, because for many people, it will be the only time and the first time that they've had a chance to go onto farm. And it's really powerful to be able to see and hear farming and a real life working farm for yourself. I know that's really powerful in terms of how you can get an understanding of the work that's involved and the care that goes into producing our food. So I say that opportunity to have that real world life experience on farm, I think, is just fantastic. So that's why at AHDB, we sponsor Open Farm Sunday, and we have done, and we've been proud supporters right back since the beginning of Open Farm Sunday. I think back in 2006 it started. And the work really enhances our own work around the reputation and promoting the reputation of the industry to consumers. And we will be using our own channels to encourage consumers to go out on farm as part of Open Farm Sunday. And it Open Farm Sunday also enhances our education work. Lyndon talked about kids that come on farm as part of Open Farm Sunday. And our education work aims to ensure that young people and children have an understanding of where their food comes from. So it's a great opportunity, as I say, to see in real life a working farm and understand where food comes from.
You mentioned our HDB's other education work there. What other sorts of things are we talking about?
Yeah, so our education programme that we run in partnership with the British Nutrition Foundation is Food Effective Life, and you can go on the website foodeffectivelife.org.uk. And that is an education programme designed for teachers of children aged 3 to 16. And that programme really has kind of three key areas. So where food comes from, healthy eating, because we want young people to understand the benefits of the food that our farmers produce as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And also to develop the life skill of being able to cook and have a confidence to cook with the rich ingredients that are being produced by our farmers. And so that, as I say, is our education programme. It includes online resources for teachers and also teacher training, because we want to make sure that teachers feel confident and have the skills to be able to teach about food and farming. And over the last year, we've had 1.3 million downloads of our education resources, and they're downloaded and will be used in the classroom with students, so young people. And we've trained over 700 teachers. And Open Farm Sunday is a really perfect fit for the work that we're doing, as I say, around where food comes from. You know, many of those attending Open Farm Sunday will be there as a family, so many young people and children. So fantastic to have that first-hand and real-life experience of a working farm and being inspired by that.
Brilliant. Now, you mentioned resources there. Annabelle's already talked through the whole raft of support that's available. What sort of support's available from AHDB?
So AHDB has a range of printed resources that we can provide free of charge. And whether you're hosting a farm visit as part of Open Farm Sunday or at any time through the year. And those resources include posters. So we have Farming Food for You series of posters covering all of AHDB sectors. And we also have stickers. So stickers are always really popular with children. So we've developed some new colourful stickers covering where food comes from and also healthy eating messages for all of our sectors. And then something new, so hot off the press, are activity sheets that we've got 5 activity sheets that are really designed to complement and support farm visits. So there's a did you know information on there, but also some activities to happen on the farm, but also a chance for children to capture what really inspired and sparked their imagination as part of a farm visit. And those resources are all available on the website, so ahdb.org.uk/education, to go straight on there to order resources, or you can go on the Open Farm Sunday website as a host and order resources there.
Brilliant. Thank you. I'd like to say a big thank you to all of my guests, so Annabelle, Lyndon and Ros. For those farmers who still want to get involved, there's still time for them to register. Again, the date for this year's event is the 11th of June. You can visit farmsunday.org, where you'll find all the information that you need about it. And we'll put links to the Farm Sunday website, as well as AHDB's resources, in the show notes for this podcast. I think it's been fascinating learning about everything that's going on with Open Farm Sunday. It's, I'm sure, going to be another fantastic event for farmers and the public alike. So really encourage anyone who's listening to this to get involved. Thank you, everyone, for their time. I'm Alistair McLaren. Thanks for listening.
Are you enjoying our podcasts? Do you have ideas for future episodes, or would you like to tell your story on the podcast? You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk to give your feedback. Or visit the ahdb.org.uk/podcast area of the website to find out more and fill in our feedback questionnaire. AHDB wants to hear from you.